This is the reading for November 6th. Daniel chapter 9. These things happened during the first year Darius, son of Xerxes, was king over Babylon. He was a descendant of the Medes. During Darius's first year as king, I, Daniel, was reading the scriptures. I saw that the Lord told Jeremiah that Jerusalem would be empty ruins for 70 years. Then I turned to the Lord God and prayed and asked him for help. I did not eat any food. To show my sadness, I put on rough cloth and sat in ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and told him about all of our sins. I said, Lord, you are a great God who causes fear and wonder. You keep your agreement of love with all who love you and obey your commands. But we have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and turned against you, your commands, and your laws. We did not listen to your servants, the prophets, who spoke for you, to our kings, our leaders, our ancestors, and all the people of the land. Lord, you are good and right, but we are full of shame today. The people of Judah and Jerusalem, all the people of Israel, those near and far whom you scattered among many nations because they were not loyal to you. Lord, we are all ashamed. Our kings and leaders and our fathers are ashamed because we have sinned against you. But, Lord our God, you show us mercy and forgive us, even though we have turned against you. We have not obeyed the Lord our God or the teachings he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All the people of Israel have disobeyed your teachings and have turned away, refusing to obey you. So you brought on us the curses and promises of punishment written in the teachings of Moses, the servant of God, because we sinned against you. You said these things would happen to us and our leaders, and you made them happen. You brought on us a great disaster. Nothing has ever been done on earth like what was done to Jerusalem. All this disaster came to us, just as it was written in the teachings of Moses. But we have not pleaded with the Lord our God. We have not stopped sinning. We have not paid attention to your truth. The Lord was ready to bring the disaster on us, and he did it because the Lord our God is right in everything he does. But we still did not obey him. Lord our God, you used your power and brought us out of Egypt. Because of that, your name is known even today. But we have sinned and have done wrong. Lord, you do what is right, but please do not be angry with Jerusalem, your city on your holy hill. Because of our sins and the evil things done by our ancestors, people all around insult and make fun of Jerusalem and your people. Now, our God, hear the prayers of your servant. Listen to my prayer for help, and for your sake, do good things for your holy place that is in ruins. My God, pay attention and hear me. Open your eyes and see all the terrible things that have happened to us. See how our lives have been ruined and what has happened to the city that is called by your name. We do not ask these things because we are good. Instead, we ask because of your mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear us and do something. For your sake, don't wait, because your city and your people are called by your name. While I was saying these things in my prayer to the Lord my God, confessing my sins and the sins of the people of Israel, and praying for God's holy hill, Gabriel came to me. I had seen him in my last vision. He came flying quickly to me about the time of the evening sacrifice, while I was still praying. He taught me and said to me, Daniel, I have come to give you wisdom and to help you understand. When you first started praying, an answer was given, and I came to tell you because God loves you very much. So think about the message and understand the vision. God has ordered 490 years for your people in your holy city for these reasons: to stop people from turning against God, to put an end to sin, to take away evil, to bring in goodness that continues forever, to bring about the vision and prophecy, and to appoint a most holy place. Learn and understand these things. A command will come to rebuild Jerusalem. The time from this command until the appointed leader comes will be 49 years and 434 years. Jerusalem will be rebuilt with streets and a trench filled with water around it, but it will be built in times of trouble. After the 434 years, the appointed leader will be killed. He will have nothing. The people of the leader who is to come will destroy the city and the holy place. The end of the city will come like a flood, and war will continue until the end. God has ordered that place to be completely destroyed. That leader will make firm an agreement with many people for 7 years. He will stop the offerings and sacrifices after 3.5 years. A destroyer will do terrible things until the ordered end comes to the destroyed city. Daniel chapter 10. During Cyrus's third year as king of Persia, Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, received a vision about a great war. It was a true message that Daniel understood. At that time, I, Daniel, had been very sad for 3 weeks. I did not eat any fancy food or meat or drink any wine or use any perfumed oil for 3 weeks. On the 24th day of the first month, I was standing beside the great Tigris River. While standing there, I looked up and saw a man dressed in linen clothes with a belt of fine gold wrapped around his waist. His body was like shiny yellow quartz. His face was bright like lightning, and his eyes were like fire. His arms and legs were shiny like polished bronze, and his voice sounded like the roar of a crowd. I, Daniel, was the only person who saw the vision. The men with me did not see it, because they were so frightened that they ran away and hid. So I was left alone watching this great vision. I lost my strength. My face turned white, like a dead person, and I was helpless. Then I heard the man in the vision speaking. As I listened, I fell into a deep sleep with my face on the ground. Then a hand touched me and set me on my hands and knees. I was so afraid that I was shaking. The man in the vision said to me, "Daniel, God loves you very much. Think carefully about the words I will speak to you and stand up, because I have been sent to you." When he said this, I stood up, but I was still shaking. Then the man said to me, "Daniel, do not be afraid. Some time ago, you decided to get understanding and to humble yourself before your God. Since that time, God has listened to you, and I have come because of your prayers. But the prince of Persia has been fighting against me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of the most important angels, came to help me, because I had been left there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people, because the vision is about a time in the future." While he was speaking to me, I bowed face down and could not speak. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, so I opened my mouth and started to speak. I said to the one standing in front of me, "Master, I am upset and afraid because of what I saw in the vision. I feel helpless. Master, how can I, your servant, talk with you? My strength is gone, and it is hard for me to breathe." The one who looked like a man touched me again and gave me strength. He said, "Daniel, don't be afraid. God loves you very much. Peace be with you. Be strong now. Be courageous." When he spoke to me, I became stronger and said, "Master, speak, since you have given me strength." Then he said, "Daniel, do you know why I have come to you? Soon I must go back to fight against the prince of Persia. When I go, the prince of Greece will come, but I must first tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one stands with me against these enemies except Michael, the angel ruling over your people."
The book of Hebrews. Chapter 11.
Faith assures us of the things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. God accepted our ancestors because of their faith. Faith convinces us that God created the world through His Word. This means what can be seen was made by something that could not be seen. Faith led Abel to offer God a better sacrifice than Cain's sacrifice. Through his faith, Abel received God's approval, since God accepted his sacrifices. Through his faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. Faith enabled Enoch to be taken instead of dying. No one could find him because God had taken him. Scripture states that before Enoch was taken, God was pleased with him. No one can please God without faith. Whoever goes to God must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Faith led Noah to listen when God warned him about the things in the future that he could not see. He obeyed God and built a ship to save his family. Through faith, Noah condemned the world and received God's approval that comes through faith. Faith led Abraham to obey when God called him to go to a place that he would receive as an inheritance. Abraham left his own country without knowing where he was going. Faith led Abraham to live as a foreigner in the country that God had promised him. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who received the same promise from God. Abraham was waiting for the city that God had designed and built, the city with permanent foundations. Faith enabled Abraham to become a father, even though he was old and Sarah had never been able to have children. Abraham trusted that God would keep his promise. Abraham was as good as dead. Yet from this man came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the grains of sand on the seashore. All these people died having faith. They didn't receive the things that God had promised them, but they saw these things coming in the distant future and rejoiced. They acknowledged that they were living as strangers with no permanent home on earth. Those who say such things make it clear that they are looking for their own country. If they'd been thinking about the country that they had left, they could have found a way to go back. Instead, these men were longing for a better country, a heavenly country. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God. He has prepared a city for them. When God tested Abraham, faith led him to offer his son Isaac. Abraham, the one who received the promises from God, was willing to offer his only son as a sacrifice. God had said to him, "Through Isaac, your descendants will carry on your name." Abraham believed that God could bring Isaac back from the dead. Abraham did receive Isaac back from the dead, in a figurative sense. Faith led Isaac to bless Jacob and Esau. While Jacob was dying, faith led him to bless each of Joseph's sons. He leaned on the top of his staff and worshipped God. While Joseph was dying, faith led him to speak about the Israelites leaving Egypt and give them instructions about burying his bones. Faith led Moses' parents to hide him for 3 months after he was born. They did this because they saw that Moses was a beautiful baby, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's order. When Moses grew up, faith led him to refuse to be known as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to suffer with God's people rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a little while. He thought that being insulted for Christ would be better than having the treasures of Egypt. He was looking ahead to his reward. Faith led Moses to leave Egypt without being afraid of the king's anger. Moses didn't give up, but continued as if he could actually see the invisible God. Faith led Moses to establish the Passover and spread the blood on the doorposts so that the destroying angel would not kill the firstborn sons. Faith caused the people to go through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. The Egyptians also tried this, but they drowned. Faith caused the walls of Jericho to fall after the Israelites marched around them for 7 days. Faith led the prostitute Rahab to welcome the spies as friends. She was not killed with those who refused to obey God. What more should I say? I don't have enough time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Through faith, they conquered kingdoms, did what God approved, and received what God had promised. They shut the mouths of lions, put out raging fires, and escaped death. They found strength when they were weak. They were powerful in battle and defeated other armies. Women received their loved ones back from the dead. Other believers were brutally tortured but refused to be released so that they might gain eternal life. Some were made fun of and whipped, and some were chained and put in prison. Some were stoned to death, sawed in half, and killed with swords. Some wore the skins of sheep and goats. Some were poor, abused, and mistreated. The world didn't deserve these good people. Some wandered around in deserts and mountains and lived in caves and holes in the ground. All these people were known for their faith. But none of them received what God had promised. God planned to give us something very special so that we would gain eternal life with them.